I have been consistent in it that I believe that health and safety should overrule all other issues, although the other issues should be taken into consideration. I think the engineers, the last time, took everyone's views on board and come up with a very good, workable and safe compromise. And what I'd be hoping for again now is that the $1.5 million that was earmarked to be spent out here on the medium barrier and the turnoffs and the strengthening of the pavement will go ahead again. And I'd be hopeful now that of what's arisen, which is a very dark day for Letterkenny, both from the accident's point of view and the consequential traffic jams after, that we may have a silver lining and that people will be focused again, and maybe people will review and look at this in a way that they hadn't done previously.
Now, as you've mentioned, back in 2011, calls were made for a safety barrier and other safety measures. Local businessmen along the Port Road rejected these proposals, but in the wake of Thursday's accident, should now safety measures come ahead of business?
In fairness to the business people, they came in and made their point of view with regards to how it could affect their businesses. And that was a consideration that had to be taken by the council. I didn't concur with that. I voted that we go ahead because the money was in place, the design was done, and we were ready to go. The other councillors in the electoral area believed that the business considerations were very, very strong, and they took that as their guiding. I believe that was a wrong decision, but I understand where they came from that decision. But I have literally absolutely no doubt that we have to go ahead and make the four-lane in Letterkenny both more accessible, but definitely safer.